Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome everyone. Happy Monday. My goodness, it is another week, another day, another fantastic show, and another amazing guest. We are here today. It is, believe it or not, the middle of July, July 13th. Can you believe that? It is crazy. It seems like we were, you know, just starting the year, and all of a sudden, yes, unfortunately, I have to talk about that. Yes, COVID hit. A lot of countries had been in lockdown. More places worse, some places worse than other. We are very fortunate here in Canada that we do have some, we do have lots of cases. The government has definitely put their foot down and locked everybody up in their homes, and now we in Toronto, Canada, we are going on phase three, which means some restaurants, some shopping malls are starting to open at a 30% capacity, mandatory mask, and so I'm hoping that you're healthy where you are in this beautiful world that our Creator has created. My prayers and wishes are with you. My life hasn't changed very much because I am still in the studio. The only things I can do, it is, you know, just meet with people and to cover amazing singers and amazing events and performance. Other than that, we're doing Zoom and we're doing, you know, Instagram Live and we're doing stuff like that. So, you know, you gotta be creative and you gotta keep healthy. And talking about healthy, we have an amazing fellow that will teach us or that would tell us how to keep active, you know, how to use how to use martial arts as a way of becoming, you know, stronger, becoming, you know, building up that immune system that some of you right now, unfortunately, because of lack of sun, especially in parts of the world where it's winter, you're not getting as much. Here in Canada is summer, and hey, believe me, it has been hot. Especially in Toronto. Today is a little bit on the cooler side. So I'm very honored to have him on the line. But before I bring him on, I just wanted to make sure that right after their interview, this is a radio show. What is radio without music, right? So we will have right after the interview, we will have a musical section. And a lot of people are being creative, proactive, and all those creative juices are coming out because, you know, you are on lockdown. So people that would like to have their music played here on the Lizzie T Show, we are more than supportive. So send us your MP3 at show@lizzieT.com. show@lizzieT.com is the email. Just again, I sound like a broken record every day, but because people are PR rated, no profanity, otherwise we will not play it. Other stations probably will, but we don't. And last but not least, this show is being sponsored by a brand new sponsor, Dr. George Grant
Meet Professor George Grant, PhD, Canada's Wellness Expert Ambassador, Scientist Professor, former Quarantine Officer with Health Canada, FDA and CDCA, international best-selling celebrity author of 13 books, including the Guinness World Records holder of 126 best-selling authors signing simultaneously. Would you like to improve your sleep, reduce your pain, manage your stress anxiety, reduce the dependency on prescription and over-counter medications, and reverse any challenge naturally? Among 7 plus billion people on Earth, we have our unique fingerprints. It is time to leave our unique imprint on everyone we touch to enhance more lives. AcademyofWellness.com.
So that was our sponsor. Thank you so much, Dr. George Grant, for sponsoring the show. Without your contribution, this show could not be possible. So let's get going and let's bring up our guest for today. His name is Sifuji. He is a martial art. He found Sushi Hide. Raido martial arts system created in 1978, and he has happened since inspired many other. His legacy is to share more about what he does, and he also has a YouTube channel. He has a book and or contributed to a book with at least 270 articles and 200 videos. That's pretty amazing. And this is great. We have actually had one person, one martial art, a Muay Thai guy on the show. This is the second time. I love it. Muay Thai is my favorite. I do it. Well, right now gyms are closed, but I'm looking forward to going back. And so let's welcome him with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Sifu, and how are you doing this afternoon, lunchtime?
Hey, hey, how you doing, Lizzie? Glad to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
It is my pleasure. I'm hoping that I'm not, is that how you pronounce your name, Sifu?
It's Sifu. That's Chinese for master. And let me clarify a few things. The name of the system is Shu Hari Do, Shuhari Do. It's a Japanese word. It means basically the three stages that one takes through the martial arts, from simple imitation to development of one's own style and personal development in the martial arts. So imitation, creation, perfection. I created it in 1998. And since that time, I've written about 5 books, and it's a 7-phase system. There's a whole lot to it. We can get into that, but I just wanted to correct those few things.
I really, really appreciate it. This is great. I love, I don't mind being correct at all for the audience that are listening to us right now or will be listening to us later on because this show is recorded. By the way, if you are interested in calling us in right now, you can always do that. You can interact with our guests. It is 56 number. We are welcome questions, comments, perhaps you are a martial artist and you would like to know a little bit more or you need some tips, you are welcome to interact. So let's get started. How did you get involved with it? What happened? Was it, trying to get fit or you saw a movie and you fell in love with martial? How did it happen with you?
Well, I can tell you, when I was 4 years old, this is where my first memory of being interested in the martial arts. My mom and dad took me to a drive-in theater. And, you know, for those who don't know, I know you know, Lizzie, but a drive-in theater is basically an outside movie screen. It's about 2 stories, and it's huge. And so as a 4-year-old, I watched Bruce Lee for the first time. And if any of you guys know about Bruce Lee, you know he's amazing. He's one of a kind. He's the greatest martial artist that ever lived. So me seeing the charisma of Bruce Lee, the explosive movements, the techniques, it really had a major impact on me at 4 years old. So that was the beginning. And so from that time on, I was interested in just fighting, you know, and martial arts. And I was looking for books in elementary school and junior high school. And you know, could never find them. I could find boxing, I could find, you know, maybe wrestling, but wasn't a whole lot of martial arts books to you know, in the libraries at school. And so
that is incredible. That is incredible, Sifu, because, you know, it took your mom to kind of watch a movie, and I definitely know what a drive-through is. Actually, things like that are coming back now with COVID because people are not allowed to be at, you know, in kind of confined place. So churches are doing, you know, drive-through, and drive-through theaters are coming back. Isn't that interesting? So
that would be amazing.
It took that, you know, good for your mother, you know, to kind of and give you that experience and have that, and that's it. You got involved right away. Did you become a fighter or competition, or that was just a personal thing? And later on in life, you took it to build your own dojo, or how did it happen?
What happened was, you know, because of financial reasons, you know, at that age, and even when I was a young teen, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13, you know, I wasn't able to because of financial reasons. And it wasn't until I was 16 that I was able to get into my first martial art. And that was, you know, Shotokan Karate. And I took it from there and went into, you know, all the different styles from kickboxing to Muay Thai to Wing Chun. And I went to so many dojos when I wasn't training. I was constantly visiting dojos, just acquiring knowledge. I was studying combat science. I studied all different types of, you know, body mechanics and just, you know, all different fight sciences, you know, from way back to Africa and all the way up into the present. I got into Wing Chun Kung Fu. I got into Praying Mantis Kung Fu. Got into Bruce Lee's system, Jeet Kune Do. And, you know, during the 90s is where I really went to a whole different level. I copied the dictionary. I built my own training dummy and began training on it. And, you know, I had so many notes. I just was taking notes. And I had never planned to teach martial arts. I had never planned that. I just was, you know, obsessed with combat science. And next thing you know, in 1998, I had about 10 notepads, 30 pages each, full of all of these notes and scribbles. And I said, okay, I need to make sense of this. And I gave birth to this thing. It just came out of me. Seven phases, three levels per phase. Each phase is got its own deep, rich philosophy. My symbol, the symbol for self-mastery, the Shamayam symbol. All these things are very, very deep. They're on my blog, shuhurido.com/blog1. They're on the blog. I have about 280 articles talking about it. My YouTube channel, I have so many videos about the techniques and about my philosophy for self-mastery and wisdom before combat. So in a nutshell, that's what it is, but my books talk about it. I mean, very deep, rich philosophy. And so in 1998, this is what happened when I created the system. I got my first two students. I pulled them out of a gang. And, you know, their mom talked to me, and I went and just grabbed them. And I said, come here. And they became my first two students along with someone else. So I had three students starting out, and the three students became 25 teaching outside, and 25 became 70 in about the year 2000. And so that was the beginning up until today, where I have the dojo, and you know I've had over, I'd say, probably like 870 students since that time.
Incredible. That is incredible.
So
how is COVID affecting you right now, Sifu? And how are you trying to, because a lot of people have been very creative. Gyms are sending equipment to people's home. They're doing Zoom training for Zumba or many other. Are you able to get those creative juices and think outside of the box to continue? I'm still waiting for my Muay Thai crew to send me an invite for a Zoom class, and I'm nothing yet. So how are you overcoming this situation?
Well, I can tell you that I have a close relationship with my students. So, you know, my core students, we remain in contact. And, you know, they have a lot of ways to connect with the system online. There's a huge online presence. As I mentioned, the blog is 280-something articles, and the YouTube channel has 200 and something. So, but right now what I'm working on is, I'm definitely working on a type of live training or even a course where my students can click and follow, and it'll probably be something private for them. But I'm working out the particulars on that. But yeah, the COVID situation has definitely been an adjustment. We were peaking in the training, and we were talking about tournaments, a tournament that was going to come up actually last month, and it was going to be a big tournament, a full contact karate tournament, and but we had to change those plans. But we're still adjusting, and it's been about 3.5 months now with this thing. So, we thought things would open back up, and they did. I started back teaching 2 weeks ago, and now, with the new closures, I'm having to readjust again. So it's definitely been, I won't say totally negative, but it hasn't been altogether positive either.
I completely understand, and I'm hoping that you're able to do like many other are doing, just contact your students and have a Zoom conference class with them, just private for them. And a lot of people are doing that here in Canada. Again, gyms are not going to be open at least until September, maybe even longer. But again, let's talk about the benefit of martial arts. Let's talk about what it can do. We know everybody in their right mind, everybody that has a little bit of common sense, know that exercising, trying to be active, if you're passionate about martial arts, if it's your thing, if you love it to the core, you're not going to stop. And like you said, I want for you to share the YouTube channel that you have for people to visit and get classes in there. So that's question number one. Share. And the theme of the show is tell us who you are, what you do, which you're doing an amazing job. Contact info, anything new. And so share with us, where can people find you? I have shared your website. Question number one, where can people find you? And question number two, how beneficial do you think it is for people to keep exercising to have built up your immune system while COVID is still on?
Okay. So the first thing is you can find me at shuharido.com. That's one website. And then you have the blog. So shuharido.com/blog1. That's the blog where you can find the 280 articles. A lot of deep information about the Shuharido philosophy, and it's the Warrior Wisdom blog, okay? And the channel, all you have to do is YouTube Shuharido. Just put all the letters together, Shuharido. YouTube the channel, and you'll see about 220 videos there covering everything, okay? And you can also follow me on Instagram. It's Warrior Path, Shuharido Warrior Path. Same spelling, Shuharido and Warrior Path. Okay. I'm also on Twitter. If you Twitter Shuharido, you can find me there as well. And as far as the martial arts, let me tell you, with Shuharido especially, my system is all about self-mastery on all three levels. You want to become a warrior on all three levels, mentally, physically, and spiritually, emotionally. So you build yourself on all three levels. You build your mind, positive, righteous, mental reinforcement, and mind is biblical. You build your emotions, your spirit, through developing righteous passions, wise passions. And you build your body. You train physically, and you eat well. You learn about the different things, the matcha green teas and the moringas and the benefit of cinnamon, the black seed oil and oregano oil. There's a lot of powerful things out there that you should be taking on a daily basis, okay, to build yourself up. I tell my students all the time, in this world we have things that are not so beneficial, and they have an agenda. We've seen it. So you want a fighting chance. Give yourself a fighting chance. Do not take self-destructive attributes into your mind, into your emotions, or into your physical routine. Make sure that everything you think, feel, and do is righteous and wise. And as far as the physical, I can tell you, what you already know is second to none as far as the combat, the explosive nature of all of the strikes. Everything is about speed and explosion and timing. Each phase has its own original techniques. The combat maneuvers, the comms of Shuarido, they are explosive and fast. Boxing, the kickboxing, there's Muay Thai elements in Shuarido, but also there's full contact karate elements. There's you'll see principles of Bruce Lee. You'll see it when we move. You'll see it. And when it comes down to speed, my hands and my feet, that's the thing. I used to be a track athlete, so all that stuff goes into the system as well, explosive nature. So with that being said, I just would tell everybody, be inspired. Be inspired to just master yourself. Learn from my teaching. Just Google and see. Read the things. Be inspired, okay? Join this movement, the Shuarido movement. It's all about self-mastery on all three levels, self-mastery under the kingdom of heaven. So, being a warrior on all three levels is what everybody should be thinking about during this time.
Love it. Love it. This has been amazing. And by the way, guys, I am following Sifuji on Instagram right now. I am adding to the Lizzie T Show favorites, amazing pictures. And I will be adding this also on my fan page, Facebook.com/ Lizzie T Radio. And also I will be adding on my Twitter account. We'll be sharing this information. And I see our sponsor, Dr. George Grant, which mentioned and talks about he is an amazing homeopath doctor. Again, he is the sponsor, so I'm allowed to mention it. And all the things that you're talking about, oregano oil, moringa, and all of those stuff, those things I'm taking already by Dr. George Grant's recommendation. It's so amazing to hear you reiterating that information for people to hear. Those are amazing, amazing natural sources for you to build up your immune system, guys. And I'm again, we have somebody from other parts of the world in beautiful United States, which is telling us the same thing. So hear the common denominator, everyone. Hear the common denominator. People that want to keep going mentally, physically, spiritually, it's giving you that information. Hey, too many people cannot be wrong. So keep this in mind. Check this out. And one of the things that I would love to ask you before we start running out of time, but a lot of people are probably wondering, I am so curious, I want to learn more, perhaps I want to get, private Zoom class. Are you considering, for people that are watching or listening to us right now, to have any of those things coming up for people perhaps in Australia? We have listeners in Australia, we have listeners in Africa, in South America, something for them to be part of it, because gyms in many places in the world are closed. Any idea? What are your thoughts?
Definitely. Okay, I can tell you at the end of this call, I'm going to put something together where people can get a taste of Shuarido and what the training is all about, and then we'll continue it from there. Okay. At the end of this call, just make sure you go to the channel, make sure you go to the blog, and subscribe at the channel, and also subscribe at the blog, and that way you can get the alerts, and you can stay up to date on what the new developments are going to be. I definitely would like for everyone to see and experience the power of what I've created, power of my teachings. I can tell you, what I do changes lives. Although I've had 800 and something students since the 22-year mark that I've been, teaching, Shuarido, I've been teaching before then. So you know, my philosophy as far as this life and self-mastery, that began in the early 90s, and it evolved over time, you know. And so it's been thousands of people who've read my books. One of my books is Harness the Power Within and Without. That's on Amazon. It's on BarnesandNoble.com, Harness the Power Within and Without. The Awareness Formula is also another one of my books. It's all about who the number one predator is and how to not be a victim of anything. Okay. And then there's another one, the Book of Haiku. You can look that up as well. And if you go to my blog and you look up Books by Sifu, you'll see it. Just search, put in the search bar, Books by Sifu. So, but to just reiterate, yes, definitely. At the end of this call, I'm going to put something together. And so everyone just stay tuned. I'm going to put something together so you can, you know, around the world, get your taste of Shuhari-Do training and what it's all about.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I think a lot of people were really impressed. And I'm still scrolling through your Instagram. Very impressive picture. We should do this again on a Zoom or in Instagram Live, because this is phenomenal, guys. I am so into the day that I was introduced to Muay Thai. Kickboxing was okay, but Muay Thai is I just fell in love with it. And martial art, one of the greatest things that I love to do since I discovered it. So I want you to have the taste of it, and I want you not, just because the gyms are closed or the mojos are closed, you know, you can still do things at home. I'm still able to go for walks, you know, even though I am working from home or from my home studio, you know, things are not changing. You still have that ability. If, you know, if God gives you two legs and a lung to breathe, you can still go out. And I see people on wheelchairs, by the way, guys. Every 6 o'clock in the morning, I have a puppy. So, and, you know, he's got to go. And I've seen people on wheelchairs and moving their arms. So if they're on a wheelchair moving their arms, what's stopping you to move your legs? That's a good question. And one of the things that I wanted to ask before we started running out of time, it looks like we will not be able to play a lot of music today because this is too much. And it's okay. It's my show. One of the things that I wanted to ask you, Suji, is there anybody that you can think of, a person that you had transformed their life? It could be, you know, somebody has been bullied or somebody that was overweight before they came to you and they had a very low self-esteem. Can you think of somebody that our listeners can say, wow, I want to be that person, that you have with your technique, with the Shuhari-Do, you have changed their life? Anybody that comes to mind right now that you can share with us?
Oh, wow. Okay. I can tell you this. For those of you who know about backyard fighting, backyard brawling, there's a big thing that happened down here in Miami with the backyard brawling, and someone named Dada 5000, right? His name is Dada 5000. And he, you know, he's a big guy, you know, the beard, you know, with the red mohawk. That's my brother. Okay. And he created a big thing where people would go and they would basically, instead of doing the wrong thing, shooting or something, or, you know, going and doing a crime or something like that to pay their bills, he created a way for people to come to the backyard and make some money. And so it became a big thing now. It's huge. And so one of the guys that fought back there is one of my students. And it's backyard brawling is not something that I promote in Shuhari-Do, because my thing is more about, you know, etiquette and tournaments and stuff like that, and you know, sanctioned events, stuff like that, where you know, things are tested. But one of the students that I have, his name is Alfonso Frierson. Alfonso Frierson. They call him Chocolate. And he was on the cover of the documentary that was made by Billy Corbin about the backyard brawling out of Perrine, Florida. And so this documentary is called Dogfight, D-A-W-G, Dogfight. It's on Netflix. And he was on the original cover. So if you Google Dogfight, D-A-W-G, you will see the cover and you'll see Chocolate knocking somebody out on that cover. And so that guy, him and Chocolate, they had a lot of fights, you know, since then. And they've been back and forth as far as the competitions. But that first fight, Chocolate won in very convincing fashion. And that's the knockout you see on the cover. And so Chocolate has since gone on to become a professional fighter, a kickboxer, boxer, and MMA fighter. So I had a lot of influence in his development as a fighter. He's
wow.
one of my number one students.
That is incredible. That deserves a lot. It must have made you feel just like $1 million. There's no words, no money, no nothing that could replace the feeling of accomplishment. Not because you changed it, but he was allowed to be changed with your message. So how'd you feel?
No, it's definitely, let me tell you, I mean, since 1998, I've had to really pinch myself because, you know, me, my background, how I grew up, you know, who would have thought that I would have become Sifu and the founder of Shuhari Do, of this system. It never existed until I created it. You know, I created this thing, and it was the hardest thing I ever did to make sense of it. But it just, I gave birth to it because of all of the knowledge that I was putting in myself in the 90s. Like I said, copying the dictionary and, you know, going 6 years being celibate for 6 years from 1990 to 1996, you know, just being celibate, mastering myself, perfecting the martial arts all that time. It's part of my principle. So to see my students embrace the teaching and become powerful people, you know, if they listen to what I say and do it how I say it, the blueprint speaks for itself. It's been repetitive over time. I've seen so many students come through the ranks and become powerful people. And I just look back and I watch. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay. Hey. You know, and I'm not even surprised anymore. You know what I mean? It's happened too many times when I've seen them become powerful.
Sifu, I think everybody has a call-in, and I believe that our Creator put us in this earth for a reason, and you definitely
Amen.
Found your calling. You definitely know what your purpose in this earth is, and congratulations for listening to that calling, because a lot of people don't.
Yes.
A lot of people, they go to the grave thing, and I wish and I could have and I should have, and they should have all over themselves, but not you.
Right.
And I think you are inspiring us so much today with your words of wisdom, expertise, and I hope that all of you that are listening to us right now, and I know we're starting to run out of time, and I apologize for all the singers that I said I will be playing your songs today, but I will make it up tomorrow, not to worry. With Sifu, it's been incredible to hear all the words of inspiration. If you didn't get inspired today, I don't know what will, because today it was an inspiring day for sure. I want to thank you so much. Any last word, my friend?
Hey, I just, again, like you just said, I hope that, you know, my words have inspired you, because I can tell you the blueprint works. I've been living this way, walking this path, and chaos will stay from you. It will stay away from you. If you commit to the path of self-mastery under the kingdom of heaven that I teach, that you will find in the blog and just in the philosophy period, just not being a victim of anything, mentally, physically, or spiritually, not even yourself. Just commit to that process and join me in this movement, guys. That's all I can say. And, you know, thanks for paying attention and listening.
Awesome. Yes. Just join the movement. That's awesome. Congratulations. And that was great. Follow him. We'll have all my links right now. Thank you so much, Sufi. And we got to have you again on Instagram. I want people to see your face. I want people to know who you are. And maybe a little bit more background later on of how what you came from and who you are, because we didn't touch on that. And, you know, people think that this is who you've been all your life. And maybe there is, you know, other things that people don't know. Oh, he's like this because, you know, he grew up like that, because his mom gave him money, or because, you know,
nope.
It's not always like, yes. See, thank you so much. We'll be back. Have a wonderful day. It's been amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Lizzie. And, hey, I look forward to the next time.
Absolutely, absolutely. That was wow. Woo. If you didn't get inspired, well, I did, definitely, I did. So check out Instagram right now, Liz T Show, and you will see links, and you will also be seeing the links of this radio show, which is saved, by the way, and you will also see on my Facebook a link for this recording as well. Questions, anything at all, you can always email me, DM me, Facebook me. You know where to find me, The Liz T Show. And we will have a couple of songs right now. Sorry if I'm not going to be able to play it at all. We got carried away. Okay, I got carried away. Let me be honest. I got carried away. We have Shai G. He is from Toronto, Canada. And we will have him on the show coming up on Wednesday. Praying for Better is called. Very interesting song.
Yo, what's up?
Well, yeah. Wait.
Cold blue breeze from the north, starlight dreams. Life is hardcore, flooded by feminine perception, lack integrity, solitary tension. Working in the stew. I be praying for better things. I'm praying for peace and home. Praying for new freedom. Praying, shouting to the me what I say in me. Even praying for my enemies. Praying for what I need. I be praying.
Forgotten social authenticity. No one calls me in reality.
I used to try to smash, but this time I gotta pass, so I gotta get back to the bag. Look at my ice, look at my swag, look at my life, I never lag. I just had to get back to the bag again. Another day, another dollar, that's how life goes. I got no time for bullshit, I be quick to roll. Y'all do anything for clout, I got different goals. Not more money, not more money, not more money, my mind. Don't take it personal, cause I stay on my grind. I stay on the road, I'm in overdrive. I know she wanna ride, that's fine with me, yeah. Pull up outside in a line, send I'm here. Her head in my lap, run my fingers through her hair. Wish I could take you back to the crib, girl, I swear. Blaze hit my phone, told them give me five, I be there. Mashing on the gas, got 200 on the dash, cause I'm trying to get back to the bag. Vacation never lasts, I'm so focused on my cash. No one's trying to get back to the bag. I used to try to smash, but this time I gotta pass. So I gotta get back to the bag. Look at my ice, look at my swag, look at my life, I never lag. I just had to get back to the bag again. Yeah, back to the bag. Can't let nobody hold me down. About to come collect it if you owe me now. Niggas got me thinking more money is a problem. And you ain't about your paper, tell me how you supposed to solve them. Stop talking, stop pocket watching. Stop looking at my watch time clock. Y'all need to get on your shit down bad, trying to lick. Money come fast, I hand on my bill. One hand in the back, one hand on the wheel. Switching lanes, moving them things, man. I'm out here taking a risk. Part of the game, that ain't gonna change. I promise one day I'ma quit, but I'm back to my back again. Back again. Ain't no stopping me, you need to try again. This ain't my life or dream, they don't understand. I wish I could see how much I gotta say. Back to the bag, yeah.
Back to the back. That's Calf Black. We had him on the show in the beginning of the month, and we're playing his song. So if you're listening, Calf Black, there it is. Back to the back. And we will have another song from Park Row. The song is called Jawar. We had him on the show about 3 months ago, if I'm not mistaken. Thanks so much for sending your MP3.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I needed, what a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me, got my cheddar, got my broccoli. I'm with the bros, reaching my goals, this isn't hockey. My wrist is looking rocky, reminds me of times in the Rockies. Your money looking really sharpy, my money looking really stocky. Yeah, I remember back when, barely even had a plan of action. My pickup was missing the back end, think all my struggle is passing. Now I got four wheels, now I be closing deals. These haters, they want me to stop it, but as long as I'm breathing, man, I never will. I
got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350. Cause ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
The ride got 700 horses. I got about 7 horses. Me and my wife got Porsches. 3 houses, that's 3 porches. 6-figure checks, that's gorgeous. My LLC is enormous. My work has to pay my mortgage. I'm a cowboy king and this here's my fortune. When they say no, I say yeah. When they say go, I stay there. I put on my boots and I aim to shoot. Can you feel my pain? This is country blue. Everybody around here knows I'm the dude. I'm the new land frog, so I cannot lose.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350. This ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me.
Taking my stop and go. My boys, my boys. got the Rari. Got a F-350. This ain't no denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
And that's it, everyone. Thank you so much for watching, and thank you so much for following. And make sure you follow Sufi G with Sherry Doe, and mention that you heard it via the Liz G Show. Have a wonderful day, everyone, and we'll be back.